Banks and graves, Bonnie Doon. How can you bloom so fresh and fair? How can you chant your little birds when I'm so weary? Departed joys, departed never to return. Oft have I roved by Bonnie Doon to see the rose and woodbine twine and ilk a bird, and sang on his love and fondly say, did I of mine with light some harm. I pulled a rose full sweet upon its flowery tree, but my false love, she stole my rose. Bonnie Doon, how can you bloom so fresh and so fair? How can you chant your little birds when I'm so weary and full of care? you'll break my heart. You organ birds that wanton through the flowery tree. Remind me of departed joys.
Hello. It is Coffee Tea and Mama D time. This is Mama D. How are you today? I'm good. Here's some music.
Lay Thank you.
And that was one of my favorites, Lorena McGinnett. You hear me picking up my news story. You know how I love the oddball news. Well, straight off of Yahoo News, disgruntled voter puts Belgium for sale on eBay amid political crisis. Written by Paul Ames. Brussels, Belgium. Hidden among the porcelain foxhounds and the Burberry tablecloths on sale on eBay this week was an unusual item. For sale, Belgium. A kingdom in three parts. Free premium, the king and his court, costs not included. The odd ad was posted by one disgruntled Belgian in protest at his country's political crisis, which reached a 100-day landmark Tuesday with no end in sight to the squabbling between Flemish and Walloon politicians. "I wanted to attract attention," said Garrett Six, the teacher and former journalist who posted the ad. "You almost have to throw a rock through a window to get attention for Belgium." Six placed the advertisement Saturday, offering free delivery, but pointing out that the country was coming secondhand and that potential buyers would have to take on $300 billion in national debt. Like many of Belgium's 10 million citizens, Six is exasperated that the power struggle between the country's French-speaking and Dutch-speaking political parties has left Belgium in political limbo since the June 10th elections. Demands for more autonomy from the Dutch-speaking Flemish are resisted by the French-speaking Walloons, making it impossible to form a government coalition and triggering concern the kingdom is on the verge of a breakup. Six decided to vent his frustration through an internet ad. "My proposal was to make it clear that Belgium was valuable. It's a masterpiece, and we have to keep it," he told Associated Press Television News. "It's my country, and I'm taking care of it. And with me are millions of Belgians." Six's idea got a mixed reaction on the streets of Brussels. "Very funny. Typical Belgian humor," said Annie Grahl. "It's ridiculous," snapped Nathalie Ginon, a Brussels resident who had her own pragmatic solution to Belgium's woes. "We think it would be good to split Belgium into the three and make Brussels a tax haven, a capital exempt from all taxes," she said hopefully. Six vaunted Belgium's attractions to potential buyers, from Art Nouveau architecture to the headquarters of NATO and the European Union, and some great beers. But he also warned of the pitfalls of taking on the cacophonous mix of Flemish nationalists, Walloon socialists, and the mayors of all 19 Brussels boroughs. eBay was happy to take Six's advertisement. "It was a really funny listing made by a Belgian," said Peter Burren, PR manager of eBay Belgium. "This person, in a very funny way, reminded the Belgians what a great country Belgium actually is, and it would be a shame to sell it." However, the company decided to pull the ad Tuesday after receiving a bid for $14 million. "We decided to take it down, just to avoid confusion," he told APTN. Well, what do you think of that, folks? You know, sometimes I think amid all of the political wrangling over, gosh, everything, we're currently in the middle of our own election campaign, and one party says one thing about education and another party says another thing about education. And one wonders what is really is the right thing. You know, I'm not really sure. I do believe that the public school is a good thing. However, I also understand people's frustration with the public school. They teach what they think is right, and only they know everything. And, you know, when you're a parent and you're trying to teach something else other than what they're saying is right, and they are not the only authority, and I'm sorry, they are not always 100% right. And I think that teachers do an amazing job. I think they do a really tough job because, gosh, I wouldn't want to face some of the little blighters. I don't know. I really don't know. On that one particular issue, no clue what to tell you. Maybe if the people in the education system, in the public system, realize that the reason that so many parents are, and there really are, you look around and you see so many and varied different private schools starting up, religious and otherwise. And you got to think to yourself, there's a reason that these people are doing this. There's a reason that these parents are pulling their kids out. And, you know, maybe the people at the top of the public school system need to go, hey, maybe we need to refocus, and maybe we need to bring the product to the parents that they need to have. Maybe they need to see it more as a customer service kind of situation. Just my thoughts blathering on. Here's some more music.
Sun's up, looks okay, the world survives into another day, and I'm thinking about eternity, some kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. Had another dream about lions at the door, they weren't half as frightening as they were before, but I'm thinking about eternity, some kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are.
Wonder.
Wondering where the lions are.
Wonder.
Wondering where the lions are.
Wonder.
Wondering where the lions are. Walls, windows, trees, waves coming through. Kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy, got a hold on me. Wondering where the lions are.
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 Wondering where the lions are. New George flying boy rises off the lake. Thousand-year-old petroglyphs doing a double take, pointing to eternity. gunman, thinking about eternity.
Else I want to talk about what I saw in the news, and this I found very exciting. It was in the etc. section of the newspaper, what a great article this was. A Tourist in His Own Town, written by Colin Hunter, and written about the young man who does Repeater, Adam Thornton. Adam's idea was, let me read part of this headline, "With camera in hand, goes wherever a bus will take him." And what he's doing is, you know, he says, the article goes, he looks like a tourist, all wide-eyed and curious, quick to snap a picture of whatever landmark piques his interest. Ooh, a bus shelter, snap. A sidewalk, snap. A split-level suburban home with beige aluminum siding and a basketball net up front. Snap. What Adam is doing is Adam Thornton is getting on a Grand River Transit bus at Highland Hills Mall in Kitchener, and he's taking the bus to its furthest point in its route. And then he's walking back from there and just seeing what there is to see. And you know what? I think this is an awesome idea. Way to go, Adam. You know, sometimes we forget where we live. Where we live. Kitchener is really a spectacular place. And we are so close to so many things. But we have so many wonderful things here. We have a fabulous symphony. We have the arts here. We really have the arts here. And we need to appreciate it. We not only have the KW Symphony, but here at the University of Waterloo, they have a great symphony. Laurier has a fabulous orchestra and a wonderful music program. We have plays that come to the center in the square and musical groups that come to the center in the square. We are so close to Drayton and to the new St. Jacobs Playhouse. We have the Children's Museum here. We have so much, we really do, that we don't appreciate, that we don't support. And, you know, we are lucky. Restaurants that serve amazing meals. And you could practically tour the world by going to some of these restaurants. We have Arabic food, we have Greek food, we have Thai food. You name it, it's here. We have a world-renowned festival coming up. We are very, very fortunate here. And we don't see how fortunate we are. Time to count our blessings, folks. Here's my music.
But I believe we're gonna make it. life go round, I get my pieces of the cake. You pick your crumbs up from the ground. Good luck's an asset that we need, so try to keep it very close. Maybe your ends will always meet. It's a gambler's way of thinking. I scratch for gold, you're safe and sound.
Well, yesterday I did a lunch and learn, and oh, it was good. It was really good. It was called The Juggling Act, Balancing Work and Personal Life. And you know what? It was a really, really good class. I really enjoyed it. It's not like I didn't know some of this stuff. I really did. But, you know, sometimes you just need to take a refresher and remember. And, remember to put some of this into practice. One of the things here were 10 tools for improving work and personal life satisfaction. Take care of yourself. And if there's one thing that I walked away from in this that I really learned and that I really feel like I need to take to heart, and it's this: feel guilty when you don't take care of yourself. I don't do that. I don't feel guilty when I don't take care of myself. And I should, because I break down. You know how it is? You get so stressed. Next thing you know, you're screaming at the cat for the bell that's around its neck that you put there. Or the kids. Or your husband. We need to remember to keep ourselves in balance. Take care of ourselves. We need to have goals. We need to plan and organize. And folks, we need to plan and organize everything. And that includes taking time for fun, taking time for a hobby, taking time for your friends and your family to socialize, and taking time and planning for your work. We need to do it all because that's the kind of society that we live in. But we need to remember to do it and just to, to work hard at being the best, well-rounded person that we possibly can be. And that, I think, is probably all that I have time for today. Here's a little more music on our way out. And this is Mama D saying, ciao, Bella. Talk to you next week.
Love.
tall tree. Turn and face the west. Are we running with the wind? And high cliff top, we're waiting with the rest for this journey to begin. And these broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly at all. See how we laugh, maybe we should crawl and beg to be excused. We shout loudly of answers to it all, but we have been refused. And these broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly.
Thank you. song for you this evening. It's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of a troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time, were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Benny, he lived just across the field. A great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. Donald came from South Armagh to court young Agnes Fair. It's then we'd meet on Ryan Road and laughter filled the air. Now Isaac, he was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born. But it never made a difference, for the friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said war won't divide us, we always will be one. For the ground our fathers plowed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hoped there'd be no more. It was little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Kaplan Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. When we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. We gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day. The minister just closed his eyes, and for no revenge he prayed. And all of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road, we bowed our heads and said a prayer for the resting of his soul. And there were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people. Countryside, there was fear in every home. And late at night, a car came prowling round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Ah, Christ, it's young MacDonald that they've taken from the door. Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged them with his feet. Centuries of hatred have ears that cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. And there were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Now I don't know where the moral is or how the song should end. But I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders, they are not the ones to die. It's Scott and MacDonald and the likes of you and I. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people, there were roses.